Come listen to a prophet's voice. Following a Prophet by President Gordon B. Hinckley. President Hinckley recalls what happened when his father and mother followed the counsel of a living prophet. In 1915, President Joseph F. Smith asked the people of the church to have family home evening. My father said we would do so, that we would warm up the parlor where mother's grand piano stood and do what the president of the church had asked. We were miserable performers as children. We could do all kinds of things together while playing, but for one of us to try to sing a solo before the others was like asking ice cream to stay hard on the kitchen stove. In the beginning, we would laugh and make cute remarks about one another's performance, but our parents persisted. We sang together. We prayed together. We listened quietly while Mother read Bible and Book of Mormon stories. Father told us stories from his memory. Out of these simple little meetings held in the parlor of our old home came something indescribable and wonderful. Our love for our parents was strengthened. Our love for brothers and sisters was enhanced. Our love for the Lord was increased. An appreciation for simple goodness grew in our hearts. These wonderful things came about because our parents followed the counsel of the president of the church. From an April 1993 General Conference address. Sidebar. Things to think about. 1. Why did the Hinckley family begin holding family home evenings? Is there anything you should start doing for the same reason? 2. Have you felt shy about doing things you don't do well? What can you learn from President Hinckley's experience? 3. What blessings did the Hinckleys receive from following the Prophet's counsel? What blessings does your family receive from following the Prophet today? 4. Can you find anything else to think about in this story? If so, tell your family so they can think about it too. End of sidebar. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Following a Prophet by President Gordon B. Hinckley.